Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
And a special edition of the podcast on Halloweening, All Hallows Eve.
Scary Spooky. Podcast.
We've got some Halloween candy in front of us.
I brought some candy to make it a sweet day here at the office.
And we're on a sugar high, so we're talking real fast today in the Rubberneckin' Podcast.
Yeah, so we've had this pumpkin decorating / carving contest going on for a few weeks now, and yesterday was the last day.
It was the last day, and we got the entries in this morning, and they were really cool.
We may or may not already have the winners, but you won't be able to find out.
We have the winners, just FYI.
Until we just
flipped them out.
Tomorrow, yes. We are announcing them via social media, so you're going to have to check back on our Facebook and Twitter pages to find out who won the contest.
There was an intense debate among them, but there was a lot of consensus on two of the three, and they were all fantastic entries. So thank you, everybody.
A lot of talent. I mean, some of them had to have taken a really long time to do, so kudos.
One of my favorite had to have taken hours. I think that was one of your favorite, too.
I think it was.
Great minds think alike. So we'll have the winners. And, of course, the winners go home with a great gift certificate.
That's true. From shopgraceland.com.
Yes, for sure. So it should be fun to switch from Halloween and maybe pick up some Christmas decorations.
That's true.
With that gift certificate
because
to shop.graceland.com.
Because I think we actually already have some Christmas decorations up across the street.
We do. You and I were across the street at the plaza earlier today, and some garlands.
We're hanging it.
And jingle bells going up on the plaza side, and we saw Jesus, Mary, and Joseph on the back side of the mansion property.
That's true.
From the nativity scene.
So, you know, when it's all coming out, that means Christmas is just around the corner, and we're going to be celebrating here in just a few weeks.
We sure are. November 21st will be the lighting for the ceremony here at Graceland, and a special guest celebrity will flip the switch, and we'll be making that announcement next week.
I was going to say, but we can't tell you yet.
We know who it is, and we're really excited.
Speaking of other special celebrities who have visited, Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
He sure did. You got to hang
with NASCAR driver. Yeah, he was here, and he actually was here working with NASCAR Illustrated doing a video, which is now on Graceland.com. You can check that video out, but it was his first visit to Graceland, even though he grew up in Olive Branch, Mississippi, just down the road from here.
OB.
And he was really excited to be at Graceland and see all of the cars. I think one of his favorites was the Stutz Blackhawk that we have. He was like, that had to have been a really fast car. And he likes to race cars, so we knew he would love it. So he was here, and he really enjoyed it. He was a really nice guy.
Yeah, great feature in NASCAR Illustrated as well as at NASCAR.com. Links to all of those great pieces available at Graceland.com in the news section. And we talked about Christmas earlier and people using their gift cards from winning their pumpkin carving contest. One item they might want to look at is from our good friend, Sandy Martindale.
Yeah, she designed these sunglasses that are so cool. They have, like, I guess the sides right here, like, with some rhinestones or diamonds. I mean, Elvis. They're really cool.
They're not even cool. They're popular because they sold out during Elvis week.
And people were
kind of mad.
They were mad. And now
they're all handmade.
They're handmade and they're available now. So if you were looking for them during Elvis week, now's your chance to go on shopgraceland.com and check out everything that we have plus her sunglasses.
Yeah, they the embellishment on the sunglasses are made with Swarovski crystal elements, so should be a fun must-have for Elvis fans. The king was known for his bling, and the ladies can have bling on their sunglasses.
That's true, and she's such a hoot. I mean, she comes here a lot, and she just has the best personality to talk to. So
with her famous husband, Wink Martindale, Sandy and Elvis dated, but it was kind of Elvis who helped introduce Wink and Sandy to each other as they tell the story. So without Elvis,
I mean, what a cool story to say.
So true. We have one Elvis sighting to report this week.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about that.
It was just the cutest baby on the planet. 10-month-old George DeJorius of England. He is from Palmer's Green, which is just north of London. Was born with a full head of hair, and he's got some lengthy locks.
A lot of hair.
And it naturally coiffs in an Elvis style.
So cute.
So it's kind of become the talk of the London area. And there was recently a story in the Express newspaper in the UK. And he truly is adorable and does have some Elvis-like hair that they say just quaffs naturally. And
didn't they put him in like a little jumpsuit?
A little Elvis jumpsuit onesie. So adorable. So you can
just
see that.
Just in time for Halloween.
Exactly. He's going as the king. He's got the au naturel. No wig needed.
No wig needed.
You can see that story and more at Graceland.com. And that about wraps it up for this edition of the Rubbernecking Podcast.
Maybe we need to go work on our Halloween costumes.
Yeah, and then let's throw on some Christmas lights on the bushes.
Perfect.
All right, we'll see you guys next week, guys. Bye.